It's Thursday, October 29th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Forrester's 2021 Global Data Privacy Predictions, Hospitals Under Siege, and Teams Growth and the Platform Play. This is the Business of Tech. Forrester with their Global Data Privacy Predictions. Here's the top four. First, legal action due to employee privacy infringements to increase by 100% next year. Forrester is predicting rough waters ahead in 2021 in regulatory and legal activity related to employee privacy infringements. Second, the UK will become a third country for data protection. With the UK scheduled to exit the EU's data protection directives, Forrester is predicting a third location for data and data protection standards. Third, 40% of privacy leaders will report to the CEO. In 2019, 23% did, so this is roughly doubled, with privacy viewed as bigger than a legal and compliance matter. One in four CMOs will invest in consent and preference management. This is an investment in comprehensive consent management solutions with the goal of enabling contextually relevant, zero-party data collection. Why do we care? There's plenty here for technology services firms to work with. I've said before in a longer piece about ethics that data management beyond security is a huge opportunity. Here, Forrester's agreeing with me. How data is managed within a firm is increasing in importance, both from the perspective of leveraging it for insights, but also from the perspective of only collecting what is needed to minimize surface area for risk. Both sound like services to be sold and an expertise to bring to bear, and will be increasingly important for any size company. With privacy moving up the leadership chain to report to the CEO, we can see the importance of that investment, and mitigation of the risk, too, that is expected to come. Speaking of data protection, a security blocking and tackling story. The Washington Post is reporting, quote, Russian-speaking cyber criminals in recent days have launched a coordinated attack targeting U.S. hospitals, already stressed by the coronavirus pandemic with ransomware that analysts worry could lead to fatalities. In the space of 24 hours beginning Monday, six hospitals from California to New York have been hit by the Ryuk ransomware, which encrypts data on computer systems, forcing the hospitals in some cases to disrupt patient care and cancel non-critical surgeries, analysts said. The criminals have demanded a ransom ranging upward of $1 million to unlock the system, and some hospitals have paid, they said. Why do we care? One more beat of the drum of the crisis. Today I'm not sure I have anything more to say, which does lead to a question. Will the beat become background noise or escalate to drive action? I'm inclined to believe action because we saw recently in Germany, if people die, I believe either politicians or insurance companies will be stepping in, or both. Microsoft's earnings were released this week, and I want to highlight two pieces of data. Microsoft Teams is now at 115 million daily active users, up 50% from April. On the earnings call, CEO Satya Nadella said, quote, Teams is very exciting to us, because unlike anything that we've done at the application layer, it's literally like a shell. It has a platform effect. It is meetings, it's chat, it's collaboration, as well as business process applications integrated into Teams. That scaffolding richness literally makes it a very robust platform. Microsoft has opened the platform up to third-party apps, made it available to consumers, and is promising features like breakout rooms by year-end. Why do we care? I'll be digging into platform effects in an upcoming editorial, so I'm teasing that here. That said, you can see in real time Microsoft pivot to this new business platform. They recently tied executive compensation to Teams at the top and are moving quickly here. The reference to the application layer should be telling for technical experts. If this platform is the top of the network stack, a level above the traditional network layers, then the value is even higher. Are you finding more value in cabling, or the TCP/IP stack, or in the application layer? And Nadella says this is unlike anything else? Your best value is in this layer. Third tier, the idea that it's not the first level or second level tech support that you're dealing with. The third tier is the real deal. Since 2008, the company third tier offers current and former Microsoft MVPs that you can access to help you through a problem, do the part of a project you aren't familiar with, or even help you make a plan so you don't miss an important step. in all time zones, the best won't compete with you because supporting IT pros is all they do. Embedded with the sense of community that made them MVPs, you can invoke the third tier just by opening a ticket. Find out more at thirdtier.net or follow on social for all the free educational resources. Thanks for listening. Remember, trick-or-treaters, msptrickortreat.com for more content from the business of tech. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.